Sometimes you have to leave the old country and travel to a new country in order to find God's plan and to feel God's providence. I will never forget the night that my family arrived in this amazing new country of America in 1976. I was 7 years old, and most of the trip was a blur in my brain. I remember vividly, though, walking into a small apartment, which was to be our home in Brooklyn. I got no sleep till Brooklyn, too. There was no furniture in the room, and all I recall was seeing three toys against the far wall. One was a large airplane, the second was a life-sized doll, and the third was a car that looked like a Yugo, for those of you who remember those. Even though my parents could not afford any furniture, they welcomed their children to America with three toys that were symbols of a future filled with hope and happiness. My older brother, I remember, ran and grabbed the airplane. My sister dashed directly to the doll, and I was left with a Yugo. Each toy, though, has turned out to be a harbinger of our chosen vocations. My brother now frequently flies on airplanes between Fayetteville and Atlanta, where he works for Home Depot. My sister is married with five children, so her practice with the doll perfected her caring for children. And I drive my Yugo all over Arkansas as a priest. Sometimes I muse about what our lives would have looked like if we had remained in India and not come to this amazing America. Would I have become a priest if I had not experienced the people and the places that inspired my vocation here? Would my brother have married Susan, a beautiful Indian lady, and had four children? I know my sister Mary would not have married Dr. Anthony Gouldy, a devout Catholic, a German, and a dentist, whom we affectionately call the token white guy in the family. Sometimes you have to leave the old country and enter a new country in order to find God's plan and to feel God's providence. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus feels the need to leave the old and to search for the new because of his rejection in his native Nazareth. The people recognize him as the carpenter, the son of Mary, and they all know his cousins by name, James and Joseph, Judas and Simon, and they took offense at him. Why? Well, because familiarity breeds contempt. As the old saying goes, Jesus responds by saying, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house." Just like leaving India was part of God's plan and providence for my family, so Jesus leaves his native Nazareth. Spiritually speaking, Jesus was leaving the old country of the religion of Judaism and entering a new country of the religion of Christianity. God the Father did not give his son an airplane or a doll or a car to symbolize his future life and legacy, but rather a cross. The cross, therefore, would be a harbinger of a future filled with hope and happiness for Jesus and for us. Today is the 4th of July, and we Americans celebrate Independence Day. What precisely do we celebrate today? Well, among other things, we should remember how our founding fathers and mothers had to leave the old country of England and arrive in this new country of America in order to find God's plan and feel God's providence. In other words, their arrival in America was no accident. Just like Jesus could not work many miracles in the old country of Judaism, so our founding fathers could not work the miracle of a constitutional republic while in the old country of the British crown. And just like the Jews were offended by Jesus, so King George III was offended by the colonials. Hence, we fought the Revolutionary War in 1776. Why? So that 200 years later, in 1976, three children from India could come from our old country to this new country and find God's plan and feel God's providence in our own lives. And so too have countless other immigrants. That is what we celebrate today. I'm always moved when I read the last line of the Declaration of Independence, where Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the draft, punctuated the point about God's providence. He wrote these memorable lines. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. In other words, they were convinced that this new declaration was part of God's plan for them and would be the harbinger of a future filled with hope and happiness for all those who would arrive one day in this amazing America. My friends, let me invite each of you today to remember how your own family arrived in this new country and left the old. After all Americans are immigrants. Even the so-called Native Americans migrated from Asia over the Bering Strait some 15,000 years ago to this new country. Maybe your ancestors came from Germany or from Italy, from Vietnam, maybe even from India if you're really lucky. What family heirlooms are your harbingers of a future filled with hope and happiness? For me and my siblings, it was an airplane, a doll, and a Yugo car. And for us Christians, that is the cross. If you do not have anything specific, I'm sure our founding fathers would happily let you claim their own heirloom of the Declaration of Independence. That declaration is the shared legacy of all who call this country our home. My fellow Americans, what makes America so amazing is that this new country is where each person can find God's plan and feel God's providence as we await the undiscovered country called paradise. Praised be Jesus Christ. Amen.